The British pharmaceutical company GlaxoSmithKline is to seek approval for what would become the world's first licensed malaria vaccine. The move comes after the latest data from a trial of the drug showed it significantly reduced cases of malaria in African children. The mosquito-borne parasitic disease kills more than 600,000 people a year, mainly in the poorest parts of sub-Saharan Africa. James Kelly reports.
The latest results from what is Africa's largest ever clinical trial, involving more than 15,000 children and infants in seven countries, will be presented at a conference in South Africa later. GlaxoSmithKline says the vaccine, known as RTS-S, was found after 18 months to have almost halved the number of malaria cases in young children in the trial and to have reduced by about a quarter the number of cases in infants. GSK says it will submit the findings to the scrutiny of European regulators next year. The company hopes the World Health Organization will back use of the vaccine by as early as 2015. But the optimism is tempered with caution. The vaccine's overall efficacy has been shown to decline over time, and experts view it as a possible addition to, and not a replacement for, existing preventative, diagnostic and treatment measures.
Members of the European Parliament... will